Well, the Eagles and the Patriots have concluded 3 days of joint practices here in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Now we get ready for preseason game number two, the Eagles and the Patriots. I'm joined by Brian Baldinger, who, of course, from the NFL Network, and he'll be providing the color commentary for the game on 6ABC in the Philadelphia region. Baldy, it's game number two, and it's a different kind of importance for the Eagles, for some of these young players. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for what I was looking for last week. I'm just looking for competitive guys, guys that flash. Guys that make plays, I mean, it's the old cliches, but, you know, guys that show up that you don't know much about or you want to see what they can do. I mean, for example, last week, Matt Tobin, to me, at left guard, probably played more snaps than anybody on the field last Friday night. It opened my eyes. Like, the more I watch him, I'm like, the more I want to see of him. I mean, they need linemen. We know the depth is challenged. You look like a guy that took advantage of his opportunity.
On the other side of the ball, Bo Allen and Marcus Smith and Brandon Bear, who nobody knows about, all of a sudden may be key factors for this football team.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dave. Look, you know, we know this about what Billy Davis wants to do. He wants to, you know, wave, you know, six defensive linemen through. He wants a rotation. He wants, you know, wants guys to share snaps. And those guys showed up, you know, and Bo gave pass rush. We didn't know that he could do that. You know, just bull the center the way he did and collapse the pocket on a couple of occasions. It was impressive. Brandon, you know, big, long kid that, you know, was picked up here last year, flashed, kind of like, so what do I want to see? I want to see, can Bo Allen show up again? You know, does Brandon Bear flash? Does Marcus Smith make another play or two like he did last week? Does Matt Tobin take it to a different level? I mean, all those things, you want to see some consistency.
Last year, first play of the game at Lincoln Financial Field, Stephen Ridley goes 62 yards. The Patriots run the football for a touchdown. Then Tom Brady comes back 7-for-8 on the second drive, another touchdown drive. And the story this week has been that the defense for the Eagles much more competitive against Brady. So, obviously, in game two, Bill Davis wants to see that kind of performance even enhanced.
Well, I would think so. I mean, you know, you're seeing the league's best in Tom Brady. And they can go as fast as anybody. You know, I mean, they want to go hurry up against the Eagles tomorrow night. They can do that, Dave. But, you know, I mean, I just think the second year of the defense, I mean, Billy Davis wanted to be able to shut down Chicago's running game last week. They did that. So that's always the priority, without blitzing, without doing anything fancy. And that's what they couldn't do last year, early in the season. So, you know, you would hope that a second year in the program, guys feel a lot more comfortable playing in the system, and I think they are, and it showed, and we hope that it shows tomorrow night.
What caught my eye against Chicago, the way they used Malcolm Jenkins in the box as kind of a run supporter, deep in coverage, moved him around a bit. That versatility is something, I guess, that the Eagles are counting on. It could really make a big difference with the D.
Quite frankly, Dave, that's why he's here. Yeah. I mean, otherwise he would have gone to St. Louis, you know, with the guy that he knows very well, and Greg Williams, who coached him in New Orleans. So he came here because Billy Davis is going to be able to use all of his skills. He came out of Ohio State as a top flight corner. He's made the transition to safety, but that's what the league is. I mean, it's cover safeties. And so that's what you have to be able to do. That's what Dawkins did. That's what Antrell Roll does in New York. The great safeties, they drop down, they cover tight end, they cover the slot, they blitz. You know, and even the other night, he was, you know, defending the Gunners on punt return team and did a great job of it. He's the old cliche. The guy's just a football player, and he loves it. And the Eagles are a much better defense because he's back there.
Nick Foles, 2 interceptions against the Bears. This is the second game. People want to see progress. Anything going on there with Nick Foles that makes you want to see a couple of good touchdown drives here?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, his decision-making wasn't good. His footwork wasn't good. He didn't look like the guy that finished the season last year. So, you know, you want to just say that's rust. You go, hey, let's kick the rust off. Let's get out here. Good week of work against, you know, Revis and Brandon Browner and some of the, you know, players they have out here. And then take it to the field tomorrow night. And, you know, that's his job. Now, you know, whether Macklin plays, it doesn't matter. I mean, Tom Brady could throw to me and you and probably still complete a lot.
I don't know about that.
All right.
But I get the point.
But,
right?
I mean, Nick's job is to throw these guys open, make these guys look good, get the ball in the right spots, see the field well. And so, you know, he needs to just forget about that, flush it. He's had a good week of work. It's good weather today, good weather Tuesday. Throw it in the rain, throw a wet ball like he did on Wednesday. But really, you know, shine tomorrow night. I mean, it's all about moving the team.
Brian Baldinger, make sure you tune in. 6ABC, 7:30 on Friday night in the Philadelphia region, the Eagles and the Patriots.